This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and I'm happy right now. I'm really happy because last night I hosted a free webinar where I shared my three biggest barriers. The three biggest barriers I had to overcome to really transform my life and how I overcame them. And the reason I'm happy is because, you know, I record a lot. I do a lot of podcasts. I do a lot of videos for my clients, a lot of challenges, write a lot of emails. I write a lot of blogs. And I feel like last night's webinar was one of the most powerful conversations that I've had in a long time. And I say conversation because so many of you were on live asking questions, participating, sharing your experiences. And I came back inside. I was out doing it in my office. I came back inside after it was over. And my boyfriend, as he always does, says, you know, how do you think it went? And typically when he asks me that, I'm like, you know, there were some strong points. There were some not so strong points, I think. And then I launch into like what I want to do better next time. And last night when I came in and he said, you know, how do you think it went? I said, I feel great about it. I feel like it was one of the most powerful conversations I've had in a long time and one of the most important messages I've ever shared. And he was like, wow, I've never heard you say that before. So I knew that I had to switch things around in my schedule today to make sure that I could air this as a podcast and get it to you guys as soon as possible. So I apologize in advance for anything you might hear. I've got the puppy walking around near me doing God knows what. I've got a plumber in the basement replacing my hot water heater. I've got a painter coming in and out, and lumber is currently being delivered. But I didn't want to wait to get this message to you. In this webinar, not only did I talk about what was in the way and how I removed it, but I also talked about one of the primary things that I see holding back my clients. A lot of us know what's in the way, but we don't necessarily know what to do about it. And I think that after you listen to this message today, you're going to have so much more clarity, fire, and determination. I am so excited about this episode. And I just pray that those of you who need this enthusiasm in your life, those of you who are ready to set yourselves free, that you will listen without distraction and you will be moved to action by this message. I hope you guys have an amazing day. And most importantly, thank you for listening to what I'm sure will remain for quite some time one of my very favorite episodes. Sit back, listen. It's a bit of a longer one, but it is worth it.
What I wanted to do together this evening is talk about some of the biggest barriers I had to overcome. And let me tell you why it's so important for me to have this conversation with you. We have it in bits and pieces on the podcast, right? Like sometimes it comes up about a struggle that I had or a struggle that I'm going through and how I worked through it. But what I hear from a lot of you is, I mean, while I might not know what my biggest barriers are, or I might not know all of my barriers, I certainly know some of the things that are holding me back. But what do I do when I know what those things are and I'm still not doing anything about it? What do I do when I want to change and I have a strategy, but I don't do it? That was the story of my life. So tonight, what we're going to be talking about are three of my biggest struggles and how, after decades of choosing that behavior again and again and again, even when I was super motivated and even desperate to change, I didn't do it. So how did I shift that? How did I break out of that? Before we dive in, though, I just want to give you guys a little bit of like nuts and bolts logistics stuff. So you can type in questions for me, but when you see, quote, chat disabled, that just means this isn't the time. Like, we're not going to have you guys chatting with each other during this. I'm all for community, but I want us all to stay really focused. What I want you to be thinking about is you, not somebody else's commentary or comment. I want you to be thinking, as I share some of my barriers and how I got over them, I want your attention going to you, your life, your struggles, your thought processes, and what you can do with this. So you can type questions to me. Nobody else is going to see it. Nobody's going to see your name. Your picture's not going to show up. You're not on video. Don't worry about it. You can type in questions to me as we go. And at the end, I will make sure to answer any questions that come through. Okie doke. Most of you guys, especially since you guys have been listening, a lot of you guys have been listening for quite a while. Some of you are newer and this might be new to you. This picture here wasn't even my heaviest. I got really great at avoiding the camera. And when people did take pictures, I would get mad. And then I would insist that they delete them. And I would insist that they delete them even if it wasn't somebody I knew really well. Like, if it was my mom, that was easy. Ma, delete that. No, seriously, give me your phone, delete that. I wasn't always pleasant about it. But I would say that to like random people at a work party. You know, I was so defensive and so disgusted that I wouldn't even allow myself to be caught on camera. And I wish now that I had some pictures at my heaviest, but you get the point. This was certainly close. And you know, what I see here isn't a weight issue. What I see here is desperation. What I see here is isolation. What I see here is fear. What I didn't know then that I do know now is that the issue was not food. Without a doubt, I was overweight. And without a doubt, I was overeating. And without a doubt, I was wildly inconsistent. And I would have some days where I barely ate at all, and other days where if it wasn't nailed down, I was eating it. But it wasn't a food issue. Because it wasn't just my isolation to sneak food. Right? I didn't connect with people. I didn't face the music with my finances. I didn't know how much debt I was in. I was living paycheck to paycheck. I hated my job and I complained about it every day, every single day. But the debt issue wasn't a money issue. And the unhappiness at work, it wasn't a job issue. And the fact that I weighed over 350 pounds, it wasn't a food issue. Everything that was going on was with my mindset. I went on every diet. I read books about getting out of debt. I did all the things. I got promotions at my job. I worked harder and longer. I volunteered for projects, but the problems weren't going away. I was just more stressed, more unhappy, less connected, more in debt, bigger. And I write about this in Chasing Cupcakes. So one of the things that I felt so profoundly was that the bigger I got, the smaller my world got in every way. But what I wish I knew then is that it wasn't a food issue. I thought it was a food issue. I thought that my weight was a food issue, that my unhappiness was a food issue, that my stress was a food issue, that my isolation was a food issue, and none of it was a food issue. And now it's so much easier for me to see that in my clients, that the spending is not a money issue, that the depression is not a social circle issue, that the weight is not a food issue. One of the things that really started to wake me up, because I was just going through the motions every day. I would wake up, I would go to work, I would complain about work, I would gossip at work, I would eat at work, I would come home, I would eat more, I would complain more, I would gossip more, I would watch TV, I would go to sleep, I would wake up, I would do it again. I was aware of my unhappiness, and that's about it. And I saw this quote from the poet Rumi that says, "Why do you stay in prison when the door is so wide open?" And I started to think, like, I'm not stuck. You're not stuck. I might have stopped trying. I might have been choosing to live behind walls I built around myself, but I wasn't in prison. I could create a totally different life. But at that point, I didn't know how. I didn't know how. And I think that's why I get so passionate and so fired up and so emotional about helping other people take down those walls and remove those barriers. What frustrated me then was that I knew there were these things in the way, but that wasn't the work I was doing, right? I knew that I had this pattern of saying, I'll start tomorrow, I'll do better tomorrow, but then I would just choose another diet. I wasn't doing the work on the barrier. The barrier of delay, the barrier of deferment. I wasn't doing that work. I was over here doing the food work, like maybe I'll try keto, maybe I'll try intermittent fasting, maybe I just need to have bulletproof coffee in the morning and everything's gonna be fine. I wasn't doing the work related to the barriers. I was doing all the other work that everybody else talks about. I'm gonna put my credit cards in the freezer, but it wasn't an issue of money. It was an issue of me. I'm gonna empty out the pantry and the fridge and I'm gonna try a meal delivery service, but it wasn't the food, it was me. And I was doing all this work, which is a huge part of why I felt so frustrated and so stuck and so hopeless. The work I was doing was not the work that needed to be done. I truly was spinning my wheels and I was exhausted because I was always trying. I just wasn't doing the right work. What changed my life was doing the right work. And to do that, it really started with that Rumi poem, "Why do you stay in prison when the door is so wide open?" And I started to say to myself, what's going on? How am I talking myself out of these things that I want? What is going on in my mind? Instead of focusing exclusively on the problem, this sucks, I can't do it, I'm inconsistent, what's wrong with me, here we go again. Instead of doing that, Elizabeth, what are you thinking? Truly, awareness. What am I thinking as I talk myself out of the very thing that I just said I wanted? What am I thinking? What is going on? What's driving these choices? That awareness is where it started for me. All of this that we're going to talk about tonight, overcoming these barriers, all of it hinges on awareness. It cannot be done without awareness. When I work with my clients, that is pillar number one. Pay attention, because otherwise what happens is you'll just drift to the same patterns. You'll have these great intentions, you'll fire yourself up, but without this pillar of awareness, you're just going right back to those same old patterns, to the same ways of thinking that have gone unexamined. Most of you have heard me share this quote on the podcast, but I don't share it enough. And the reason I know that I don't share it enough is because too many of us are still doing it. And I want to shake you out of this Groundhog Day existence where you want so much more, but you're not doing the work to create it. And the quote says, it's talking about life, and as if life were a room in your house. If your life were a room in your house, most people come to know only one corner of their room, one spot near the window, one narrow strip on which they keep walking back and forth. And that's what I was doing. I was living this same small existence every day, back and forth. I'm going to do better. Maybe I'll start tomorrow. I'm miserable. What's wrong with me? I can do this. Let's go. I don't need any more sugar. I'm going to show them 30 days and I'll be a new person. Well, maybe tomorrow. That was the narrow strip of my life that I lived for 3 decades that I'm not getting back. You know? If I could get inside your mind with any one idea, it would be that the way you are used to living is just one narrow corner of the room of your life, and there is so much more available to you, and it's available in any moment. And what we have to do is train ourselves to think differently, to show up differently, to behave differently, to see new perspectives. And that is what I am committed to doing in my own life every day in every way. And I am committed to helping you do it too. We're going to talk more about this in a little bit, but I learned this from one of my coaches. I still have coaches. I hope to always have coaches. But we were talking about business, and we were talking about the role of personal growth in expanding your business. And he said, if you want to double your business, triple your growth. And I don't mean triple the growth of your email list or triple the growth of your podcast. I mean triple your growth. And we talked about it because I was like, holy moly. He said, your business is only as good as you are. And this applies to life. If you want to double your progress, you don't need the next new diet. You don't need that budgeting app. If you want to double your progress, triple your growth. This is why, and a lot of people who haven't worked with me yet think this is odd, but this is exactly why when people come into the 12 weeks to transformation, they leave saying they're happier than ever. They leave saying they've saved more money, they've paid down debt, or they've gotten a promotion at work, or their marriage is better, or they're a better parent, they've lost weight, they've quit smoking. Why? Because our goal is to grow. I have this amazing conversation. In fact, I think the person I was talking to is on here. Just a couple hours ago, I was on the phone with one of my current 12-week clients, and she's moving into the veterans group for the summer. And we were on the phone, and she asked me, what could I do? Do you have any advice for me to, anything I could do differently in the summer session to grow more, to use this opportunity more fully? And what I told her is, I want you to speak up more. I want you to share what is hard or what you're struggling with or what you're thinking about more. And we talked about why she doesn't do that. And as is with most people, she's like, well, I figure I know the answer. So I know what to do. I just need to do it. And I don't want to bug you and this, that, and the other thing. And here's what I told her. I said, it's not about whether or not you know the answer. It's about whether or not you want to grow. It's not about knowing. It is about growing. Here's what I told her. I'm screwing myself if I have a problem in my business and I figure, I'll Google it or I'll try this thing instead of going to my coach. Going to my coach with that problem or that idea or that challenge or that question, it has nothing to do with whether or not I know the answer. It has to do with growth. Because my coach in business has more experience than I do, has a different perspective than I do because he's in the helicopter, I'm in the maze. And when we talk about it together, I grow. And when we talk about it together, 99 times out of 100, we come up with a better solution than my, I'll figure it out perspective. So I told her, it's not about knowing, it is about growing. And the same thing is true for you. You do not need to know more to transform your life. You need to grow more to transform your life. That is what we do together. So let's dive in now to the 3 biggest barriers that were holding me back and what I did very specifically to overcome them. And the first one was tomorrow. That was honestly one of my biggest barriers because I knew that I needed to stop binging. I knew that I needed to sleep more. I knew that I needed to complain less. I knew that I needed to face the music of my finances. And I would craft these really elaborate and quite impressive plans. But maybe after a bad day at work or a bad night of sleep or a hormonal time of the month, I would be like, I mean, it's fine because I'm going to do so much better tomorrow. I'm going to make up for it tomorrow. Like, I'm going to be level 10 on point tomorrow. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Or we would make an agreement to not go out to eat, right? We're like, we're going to cut back. We're going to save money. We're not going to go out to eat this month or for the rest of this month or this week. But then we'd work late and we'd be like, yeah, it's okay. We'll do it tonight, but tomorrow we're eating at home. This happened all the time. I was motivated and I knew what to do, but one of my biggest barriers was using the future as a weapon against my present. Using the future as a cop-out, as a handy little card that I would play to let myself off the hook and feel better about it. Because I wasn't saying to myself, no, I'm gonna break that promise. No, I wanna eat garbage. I was letting myself off the hook with my wonderful intentions. I was blowing smoke up my large behind. I wasn't being honest with myself. I made a commitment and I'm saying I don't care anymore and I want to do what I want to do now more than I want to reach my goals and change my life. I wasn't being honest. I was just coddling myself with a promise for tomorrow. No, it's not that you're not going to do this. It's just that you're going to do it tomorrow. Now, here's the problem with that. In addition to the fact that it's not who I want to be and it's not how I want to be, and I wouldn't accept that from anybody else. I wouldn't accept somebody coming into my office and being like, yeah, Elizabeth, I'll totally do that tomorrow. And then coming in tomorrow, I'm like, I know last night was nuts, but you will have it tomorrow. I wouldn't accept that from somebody else, but every day I was accepting that from myself. The crazy thing about it is that I was burying myself in a different kind of debt. Imagine, I mean, with food, it's easy to see, right? I'm giving myself more and more and more work to do. I'm creating a greater and greater deficit. I'm making it harder to come back. I'm giving myself more to do. I'm making it harder than it ever could be. I'm not making it easier for myself. I'm not letting myself off the hook. I'm burying myself. I'm writing checks that my future can't cash. And I'm missing out on all of these opportunities, thousands of opportunities to make a better life, to be a better person, to connect with people, burying myself in more debt, in more weight, in less connection. And here's, thank God, some of this stuff I could come back from. I could come back from the weight that I piled on. I could come back from the debt that I accumulated. But you can't always come back from this stuff. I wouldn't travel home to see my family because I wanted to wait until I had lost weight. And then my dad died in a car accident. And I can't get back the years that I was too ashamed. And I said, I'll go for the next holiday. I'm going to crush it between now and then. And I'm going to feel so proud of myself. And they're going to be so proud of me when I go home. Some of the things I could come back from. But this is why this is serious, guys. This isn't about just another cupcake. This isn't about just another $100 on the credit card. This is about one life. So what did I do? Now, as I start to tell you how I changed this, I want you to be looking for your defenses. I want you to be looking for your eye rolls or your, oh, right, it's really that easy kind of response, because that is a defense mechanism. And you can't grow that way, because what you're committing to is the way you've always thought about it. And if you think about it the same way, you're going to get what you've always got. So I want you to open up your mind to say, it is possible. I can choose it. I don't have to understand it, and I can choose to practice it. So here's the deal. First, awareness. Remember, all of this hinges on awareness, because if I just continued to Groundhog Day it for years and years and years and years and years, right? I wouldn't have ever said, this tomorrow story, it's not working. It's not honest. You're lying to yourself. You're never holding that line. It's not like just you had one bad day and all of your tomorrows were great. It wasn't true. It wasn't real. So that honesty came from awareness. And then I was like, okay, I got to do things differently here. So this is the change that I made. This is the way I came through this barrier. Every time, and it was almost constant because it was such a deeply ingrained pattern. Every time I recognized the, oh, I'm going to eat clean tomorrow. Oh, I'm going to update my budget tomorrow. Oh, I'm going to make time to connect with my husband tomorrow. I would say to myself, today is all there is. What am I able and willing to do just for today? Just for today. There was this guy that I worked with. His name was James. I love James. And James was one of those people who was tall and super, super thin. And he loved to eat donuts and ice cream and bring in all this stuff. And he was just always really, 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 really thin. And so he loved bringing in stuff to share because he ate it every single day. And there was this place called Donut World. I don't know if any of you live in an area of the United States where they have Donut World. But one of my old coworkers is on here right now, and he's like, James would bring in Donut World. I love Donut World. And what I would typically do is be like, oh, but James brought in donuts, so I'm going to do better tomorrow. But I mean, he brought them in, so I mean, they're here, and I love Donut World. I'm going to do better tomorrow. Tomorrow, James won't bring in donuts, so it'll be fine, and I can eat the breakfast or the lunch that I plan tomorrow. But for today, James's donuts. And what I started to say is, Just for today, I'm not having a donut. And what I was saying to myself is, if tomorrow I want to go to Donut World on the way to work, I'll revisit that tomorrow. But just for today, I'm going to say no. And this was a practice. This wasn't like an aha moment, the world opened up and life got easier. It was a commitment to practice. My mantra had been, tomorrow, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll start tomorrow, I'll be better tomorrow, I'll work out tomorrow, I'll spend less tomorrow. And I decided I'm going to replace that with just for today. Just for today, I'm going to make the right choice. Was it flawless? No. But just like learning the guitar, the more you do it, the better it gets. When you pick up a guitar the first time, almost every single chord you play is going to be screwed up somehow. But that doesn't mean that you screwed up. It means you're getting better. So I was just committed to replacing this lie I had been telling myself. I was not perfect. It was not flawless. I certainly did have Donut World at times. But I was committed to not telling the story of tomorrow, not burying myself in the future, not writing checks that my future wasn't going to be able to cash, but focusing on just for today, just for today, just for today. Over and over and over. Anonymous says, your words are sensational. Thank you. Thank you for being here, because I know you could do a lot of different things with your night, and I'm really grateful that you're here. Sienna wants to know if this will be available to listen to later. She wants to have her mom listen to it. I am recording it, but the caveat I always give is about 20% of the time the recording gets corrupted. It's just technology, so yes and maybe. Okay, the second barrier that I had to overcome was always looking for a way out. If this was like an Olympic sport, I would be a like world record setting gold medalist. I would have won this for decades because it was almost like I learned to hunt for the excuse. it can be the most perfect day and I'm motivated and I'm happy and work was good, and I'd still create an excuse out of thin air. It was like my magic trick. I had become so skilled at, I'm too busy, I'm too tired, work was stressful, I have to be up early, I don't feel well, what's the point, I'll never get there anyway, I've been overweight my whole life. My little black book was nothing but excuses, and I had one for anything that happened. Oh, something great happened. Oh my gosh, of course we have to celebrate. Like, of course I'm gonna drink. Of course I'm gonna get dessert. Of course I'm gonna have appetizers too, because it's a celebration. It's so-and-so's birthday. We got a raise. It didn't matter. I was always looking for a way out of the thing I said I wanted. Because I was saying, I wanna be debt-free. I want financial security. I want to lose weight more than anything. I want a great marriage. And I was always looking for a way out, which becomes really hard. And guys, this is why I always say, and you'll hear me say it again tonight, you don't need a new plan, you need a new perspective. Because it didn't matter if I was going to go on the Atkins diet or if I was going to do calorie counting. It didn't matter what plan I decided to do, I was ninja skill level at creating an excuse. For sure. Whether it was a good day or a bad day, a happy day or a sad day, I was stressed or I was relaxed, all of it I could weave into a story to talk myself into whatever. Spending, oversleeping, overeating, doesn't matter at all. Like, seriously, you throw me any situation and I could turn it into a reason to shut my goals off and do something that ran totally counter to them. Awareness allowed me to see that I was using every circumstance. My boss yelled at me, I have, cravings for cupcakes, I'm traveling, any circumstance, I could use it to talk myself out of the commitments I had made. So what I had to do, just like flipping from the perspective of tomorrow to just for today, I always looked for a way. Now here's the deal. This is where people can get this twisted. Like, oh, that seems obvious, Elizabeth. Like, instead of not finding a way, find a way. Brilliant, so glad I'm here. But here's what maybe you might overlook. At first glance, looking for a way does not mean that I was perfect all the time. Let me give you an example. It's stressful, and I'm driving home from work, and it's been a miserable day, and I'm starting to create this story that it means that I deserve Mexican food and Cold Stone Creamery, right? That was a very, very common story I would tell myself. And I would say to myself, okay, what is it that I'm looking to do here? Relieve stress, relax, escape. Okay, well, how can I do that and not create this pattern that I hate? Because don't get it twisted. Yeah, I loved Mexican food. Yeah, I loved ice cream. I didn't love being 350 pounds. I didn't love hiding my food from my coworkers or my spouse or my family because I was ashamed of it. So I would ask myself, how can I have everything I want right now? Was it always possible? No. But maybe that meant I'm going to get filet mignon and crispy Brussels sprouts because it feels like a treat and that's what I want, right? I want to kind of like pamper myself after a stressful day. Now, that wasn't the answer every single day, but maybe, for example, I was looking for a way to get out of the gym. Why? Because I don't feel like sweating. Because I just don't want to drive over there. Okay, well, how can I get what I want? Maybe I can go for a walk. I don't have to drive anywhere and I don't have to sweat, but maybe I can do that. So I'm always looking for a way. Always looking for a way. Doesn't mean I'm looking to do the level 10 perfect thing. Even now, this remains a practice. because maybe the story comes up in my mind like, oh, I don't feel like cooking tonight. All I want to do is get a pizza. I absolutely still have those thoughts. So then I ask myself, what would be incredibly satisfying and still make me feel good? Because I don't want to have a pizza and then feel gross afterwards, like feel physically weighed down and heavy or whatnot. I want to feel really amazing. So maybe that means I drive down the road and I get a lobster roll without the bun. And one of my favorite things to do that's a huge indulgence for me now, but also makes me feel good physically and is aligned with my goals and who and how I want to be, I'll take a nectarine or a mango, and sometimes even a little bit of red onion, and I'll toss it together with the lobster, and it just adds a little bit more texture and a little bit of sweetness with it. And that for me feels like that indulgence that I was going after with the I just want pizza. And also, I'm feeling really great. This stems from changing the way you think. And we're going to talk more about that tonight, but this is the essence of what I do in my own life, with work, with food, with relationships, with fitness, with money, and it is the essence of what I do with all my clients. Now, this is the biggest one. This is the biggest one, and it was the hardest one, because these other two are pretty straightforward, and they really come down to practice and repetition. How committed are you to practicing the new response versus submitting to the old one? Because every single time, you're strengthening whichever side you choose. This one was a little bit more challenging. Oh, let me go back. I realized, and I wish I had realized it a long time ago, and I think that's a huge part of why I get so fired up about helping other people see this in their own lives. I was really boxing myself in with artificial limitations. Like seriously putting up walls because I was only thinking in this one narrow way. Even with money, I told myself, I mean, we do okay, but like that's just the way it is. When you have a mortgage and you have student loans, the money comes in and it goes right back out. And I created this limitation on my life and on my marriage and on my sense of freedom because I told this story, well, I mean, this is just the way it is as an adult. 100% not true. It can be if you choose to, but I blocked myself in there. Another one was, well, if I don't indulge, I'm missing out. What's crazy about that is my life told a very different story. That I was missing out because I was indulging so much. That my insecurity and my lack of confidence and my lethargy and my desire to stay on the sidelines wasn't because I wasn't indulging with people, it was because I was. But I created this limitation. I created this story that I was gonna miss out if I started to take care of myself. And that just wasn't true at all. The more disciplined I am in my life, the more free and connected I am. That is the truth. And that is the truth that I see with my clients as well. I was remaining in the same thought patterns, the same patterns of behavior, thinking about obstacles the same way, thinking about choices the same way. And what I started to do, and I've never ever stopped, is, well, what else is possible? What else could be true here? How else could I see this? With the missing out one, I used to think, well, if it's a celebration and I don't indulge, then I'm not going to enjoy it as much. Well, what else might be true of that? Maybe there's a way to indulge and feel really connected and make progress towards my goals. Well, what would that look like? Let's try that. Maybe I could connect more and enjoy myself more if I didn't indulge. Okay, let's try that. And I still do that. most of you guys have heard me talk about, my boyfriend is very, very, very social. And I am not very, very, very social. And my boyfriend loves to go out and have a few drinks with his friends. And I don't love to have a few drinks. And when we first started dating, I had this story, this artificial limitation in my life that, oh my gosh, now it's going to get so much harder to be healthy because I'm so much more social now and there's alcohol around and there's food around and there's eating out more. And then I said to myself, well, what else could be true of that? Could it somehow be easier? Could I use this as an opportunity to try something different, to try a different perspective, to think about this in another way? Because guys, if you do not change the way you think, you will not change the way you act. Even more recently, I noticed that I was blocked in by a financial belief that owning a business, I either had to dramatically change my business model to have more time, or I had to give up the notion of time unless I wanted to make less. And that's just not true. Those are not my only two options. There are infinitely more options, and I was boxing myself in, making my life smaller. And I see this every day with my clients who are boxing themselves in because they say, I don't have time to take care of myself. Yeah, you do. Or they say, well, I'm just an emotional eater. You've boxed yourself in. You don't have to be. You can be any other way. You know, I'm really great at losing weight, but I'm terrible at keeping it off. Well, that's not the only version of the story that is available to you. Don't box yourself into that. Step outside the box. Remember that Rilke quote? A narrow strip of carpet. There's so much more. You just have to explore it. And all of this hinges on paying attention. We talked about this last Thursday night when I had a webinar with my wait list for the summer, 12 weeks to transformation. And I talked about this with my veterans in the spring group as well in our week 12 challenge. Whatever the struggle is, whether it's overeating, sugar, alcohol, spending, relationships, career confusion, overwhelm, or a little bit of everything, the struggle is only in front of you when you choose to stand behind it. Think about that. The struggle is only in front of you when you choose to stand behind it. You don't have to stand there. You can go. I said to one of my clients when we were on the phone earlier today, you're not stuck. You just stopped. You are not stuck. You just stopped. So if the problem, whatever that is for you, continues to look the same day after day, the problem looks the same, move. You move. Which means think about it differently. Respond to it differently. Stop telling yourself the same story. There is a bigger life. There is a better life. There is more happiness. There is more freedom. There is more health. There is more wealth. But you can't stand here in the same spot, doing the same things, thinking the same way, and expect that you're going to wake up and be like, well, here we go. New life. I figured it out. If the problem continues to look the same to you, you have got to move. That is why you do not need a new plan, because you'll be standing there in the same place. You need a new perspective. You need a new perspective. You can't think about it the same way. How could I think about this differently? You can't respond to it the same way. What are other ways I could respond? You can't make the same choice. What other choices are available to me? All of this comes back to all of this change in my own life. All of this change that I work to help my clients create, it all comes back to this thing that I learned from one of my coaches. If you want to double your progress, triple your growth, your progress does not hinge on your plan, it hinges on your perspective. You must grow from the inside out to show up differently. Otherwise, same you, different plan, guess what? Since you're the decision maker, same results. We've got to get on board with this notion of changing from the inside out. If you want to double your progress in your health, with your weight, with your finances, with your anything, triple your growth. This is exactly why I have a coach, right? And I'll give you a little more insight into the conversation that I had with my client just earlier today, just a couple hours ago, actually. And I was telling her, hey, look, if you have a question, if you're struggling with something, if you feel a little down, if it was a tough day, I want you to say so. I want you to email me or post it in our Facebook group or in our 12-week platform or show up on our live coaching calls and talk about it. And she was like, well, first thing she said was, well, I just figure you've answered that question 100 times before. Let me be really clear. If you haven't heard me say this before, it is my joy. It is my joy when you come to me looking for help because I get so excited about the fact that you want to do better. You want to be better. I don't care if I say the same thing 50 million times. That is my expectation of the job I've chosen to do, of the work that I'm meant to do here. And then the second thing she said is, well, yeah, but I feel like I know what you're going to say. That's not the point. That's not the point. It's not about whether or not you know the answer. It's about whether or not you want to grow. It's not about knowing. It is about growing. Because when you come to the center and you say, this is where I'm at, you take a whole nother level of introspection in sharing than you do keeping it locked up in your own mind. And when we put our heads together or we leverage the power of our group that's all doing this similar work to improve their lives, you grow so much more. It's not about the right answer or the wrong answer. It is about growth. It is about opening yourself up to new perspectives that you hadn't considered before because the only ones bouncing around in your head are the old ones. Mary Beth just said, wow, I realize that I do this too. I've not reached out so much because I thought this too, that you've already answered so many of the same questions. But that's you making it about me, and it's not about me. It's about you. My business coach has probably answered the same questions 60 trillion times. So I shouldn't ask them because he's answered them before? That screws me. That's silliness. And you know it when you start to evaluate it. You know, when this is what I mean when I talk about awareness. Like for Mary Beth, she didn't have the awareness. She didn't think about it from that perspective. Like, well, then nobody would ever ask Elizabeth anything if we weren't supposed to ask questions that she's answered before. You know what I mean? That's crazy talk. But more importantly than that, number of times I've answered aside, when you bring it to the middle, we grow because we start to explore it differently. What other elements are at play here? What did you leave out of this struggle or this challenge? What things have you tried before? And in that collaboration is growth. And there is infinitely less of that when you stay in your own head like, yeah, 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 I know what to do. I'm just not doing it. That's why we need coaches. Jen says, you are amazing. I'm not shifting again. You are right. Mary Beth says, so crazy. I'm so happy. I'm listening and growing right now. Amy says, I can so relate to this concept of not wanting to bug you and not wanting to ask things we already covered. Okay, let's talk about assumptions. You are assuming that I am bothered when a question is asked repeatedly. So you've made an assumption about another person that doesn't give me the benefit of the doubt. I would be a miserable human if I was bugged by that, and I don't. I don't get bugged by that. You know? Carolyn said, I now realize there can't be a dialogue if I never ask the questions or for help. Exactly. That's the thing. The growth comes from the conversation. The growth doesn't come from knowing. It comes from exploring. And that's one of the big parts of having a coach. one of my dear friends who's on here right now, he reached out to me after an episode that I aired with Rob Murgatroyd. And I was asking Rob about his affirmations, and one of them is, I belong here. And I have gotten a lot of emails from you guys this week. Going back to my friend, he said that really moved him. He said it really stuck with him, and he felt like he needed that. And I know that so many of you do too, because I've gotten emails from you. I'm screwing up all my slides, I'm sorry. I've gotten emails from so many of you this week that are full of doubt and full of fear and full of distrust. And I want to say this, you are listening right now to a girl who ate melted ice cream sandwiches out of the trash on days that I pledged to get serious and lose weight. You are listening to someone who has broken every promise, who's lied to herself for decades, who has been in the deepest of depressions and didn't want to live, and who's transformed her life on every level and continues to pursue growth every day. You belong here. If I belong here, and I belong here, you belong here. And we can make this amazing. We can make this amazing. What I want to help you do, among so many things, is move you from student to practitioner. We live in a beautiful age where there is so much information, and it's awesome, right? And most of it's free, and I love that. But a lot of us have gotten lost in that, and we're the perpetual student, but we're not the practitioner. And when we get into action, and when we decide that it's not learning about the world, but learning about ourselves, that it's not the plan, it's the perspective, that it's not from the outside in, it's from the inside out, you will set yourself free to do anything you want in any area of your life. Seriously, it's not about whether or not you're actually going to lose the 25 pounds working with me. You're going to set yourself free, and you are going to know that you can do anything you choose to do in any area of your life. One of my clients sent me an email just the other day, and she said, "You are honestly the most effective coach slash mentor I have encountered. You're in a class all of your own." I'm going to get emotional right now. "You're in a class all of your own, apart from and superior to most of the other life coaches out there. My last two times working with you resulted in me losing nearly 100 pounds and getting rid of some of the most pernicious ingrained thought habits." One of my other clients posted this in our private Facebook group with this amazing, amazing picture. "To anyone considering the summer session of the 12 Weeks to Transformation, go for it. I'm just finishing my third round with Elizabeth, and it's hard to explain in words how my life has transformed over the past year. 1 year ago, I was in a very dark, sad, and lonely place. She helped me figure out a better life for me. It isn't magic. You have the skills inside of yourself. You just need help pulling them out. Absolutely zero regret and the best investment I've ever made. Forever grateful, EB. And now I'm swimming with the turtles." You belong here. You belong here. And Chris just said, "Yes, yes, yes, you belong here. That mantra has helped my confidence so much as a new manager at work." Deanne says, "Okay, I'm crying here because I'm feeling so much hope for myself." Mary Beth says, "Elizabeth, thank you for being so vulnerable and honest. I feel so thankful and also so moved by your continuous open-hearted sharing, tearful gratefulness happening right here." Me too, Mary Beth. Me too. I want to do this with you. I want to help you set yourself free. I really do. And I know it's not going to be for everybody, but if it's for you, if you feel that, right? Because you either feel it or you don't. And if you feel that, let's do it. Let's create that freedom from insecurity, from believing more in your past than you do in your present, than you do in your potential. Let's open up the way you've been thinking that isn't working, and let's create new options. Let's get you out of this small, narrow corner of your life that you've been living in, and let's open it up. Let's tear down the walls. Let's go, because the time flies by. When somebody told me that we're less than 6 months from 2020, I about fell over. Let's go. Personally, and some of you heard me say this on Thursday, I have spent $60,000 on coaching so far this year. Ah! The conservative person in me is like, what? But that's been a major catalyst for growth. I'm going to the next level in my life. Business aside, in my relationships, in my finances, in my happiness, in my health, I'm going to the next level. $60,000 is what I've spent. Whew. And I'm saying, let's work together every day for 12 weeks for less than $1,500. That's $16 a day for 90 days. It's not even $16 a day for the rest of your life, which also seems pretty reasonable because you'll reap the rewards for the rest of your life. $16 a day. For 90 days to change the way you think so you can change every aspect of your life, for tools that will revolutionize every area of your life. $16 a day. And yes, there are 3 monthly payments, or you can pay in full. You get to choose. But let's go. Let's go. You belong here. I shared on Thursday when I opened up to the waitlist, and tonight is the first night that I'm opening it up to everybody, that space is limited. And that is not marketing jargon. That is not my style. That's not who I am. It's not who I will ever be. But serving well matters more to me than serving many. And I don't have the ability, like today when I got on the phone with one of my clients, I can't do that if I'm working with 500 people. You know what I mean? I can't do that if I'm working with 400 people at all. And serving well matters more. I'm not a set it and forget it person. I've been told by my mastermind and different things like that, people say, Elizabeth, you're too accessible. You need to make this more automated. But it's not a machine to me. It's a relationship. And like, that matters. And I think it's because I didn't have that when I was struggling. And I care so deeply. And any of my clients will tell you that. This is where you go to register. The space is limited because I know that I'm not going to take on more clients than I can actually serve. We start on July 7th. I'm ready to help you. And it's okay if you're like, nope, 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 nope. That's fine. But if you feel that this is right for me and it's just fear holding you back, do not live a life limited by fear. That is the old way. And we are exploring new ways, because if you think the way you've always thought, you will get what you've always got. Do not let fear be one of those walls that keeps you in the small corner. Melanie says, I'm so hopeful yet so afraid of spending the money. Melanie, I've been where you are. I think you should be more afraid not to. And what I tell myself is, fear is a liar because I create my results. Melanie, you create your results, so there's nothing to fear. What terrifies me is staying stuck, is living small, staying in that one corner of the room. Gracie says, love you, EB. You amaze me truly. Gracie, I love you too. Jean says, I want to be set free. You can set yourself free. And I am here, Jean, seriously saying to you, not only I will help you, Jean, I want to help you. Dorena says, I was on the fence about the veterans group. Not any longer. I realize I have made some great strides, and there are more great strides to be made. Dorena, you are exactly right. Matt says, I enjoyed listening to you and Rob Murgatroyd a couple weeks ago. I'm going to wake up tomorrow, drink some water, coffee, and write down 3 pages. That's the start of tomorrow morning. Love it. That's awesome. Deb says, the 12 weeks have changed my life. I can name 1,000 things that have changed. I used to hop but not hope. Hope doesn't get results. It's just doing and knowing. EB gives you the tools. You just have to decide which tools to use. Mary Beth wants to know if there is a week between spring veterans and summer. There's actually 2 weeks. So our spring session ends on the 29th. Actually, there is just 1 week, sorry. A week and a day. Yeah, the summer session starts on July 7th. Time's flying, can you tell? Penny says, I was so scared to spend the money in rookies, and I have not been sorry for a single day in the 12 weeks. My thoughts have changed so dramatically, and I'm seeing results, immense results in my weight, my relationships, and my stress level. Penny, you're amazing. Lisa says, the value in becoming free is priceless. Kathy says, how do you convince your spouse this is the answer, since I've tried so many times? That's a great question, Kathy, and I can totally relate because everybody in my life heard me launch off a thousand different things. So here's what I would recommend to you, Kathy, okay? One is maybe have him listen to this when we send out the replay. Maybe listen together and pause and talk about it if there's something that you want to elaborate on. The second thing is really honor his fear and his feelings. Don't make assumptions about how he feels. Maybe go to him and say, I want to do this, and I'm kind of creating this story that you won't want me to because you think it'll be a waste or I'll quit. Is that how you feel? And then listen and take him at his word. And if he says no, here's what you say. What would make it worth it? What would have to happen? Okay, Kathy, this is what you say. What would have to change in this process for you to agree with me that it's worth it? And then ask yourself if that's fair and it's reasonable and it's doable, or if it's something you need to run by me and talk to me about and see how we can work on it, do that too. Amy says, looking forward to the start. Me too. Penny says, I can't wait to continue in veterans. I'm doing things I always thought I couldn't do. I love that. Mary Beth says that she too was afraid to spend the money, and she says, it's a really important investment in yourself. I promise you that. Chris says something similar. It's a great investment in yourself. She says, so worth it. Julie says, amazing conversation. I've read the book, but I think coaching might be the next step. Oh, yes, Julie, a book only does so much, right? But it's kind of going back to that notion of like engaging and asking for help. If I have a question for my coach, I can Google it and find an answer, but there's not the growth in that that there is when I bring that to him and we talk about it. And if you want to talk more about it with me, Julie, let me know and we can do that. Deanne says, just by registering for the 12 weeks to transformation, my life got easier, less stressful, and less fearful. Jen says, excited to work with you. Bless you for your assistance in being set free as well. Big hugs, EB. Big hugs to you too. Melanie says, okay, you just made me cry. Thank you so much. I've lived this way for 41 years of my life. I can't imagine just how much my life is going to change. I'm in. Melanie, we're both in. I'm in this with you. Carolyn says, from rookies group to veterans group, I haven't regretted a minute of time invested or a single dollar spent. Looking forward to veterans number two and continuing to level up my perspective and life. Carolyn, I cannot wait to work with you again. Anonymous says, is Facebook membership necessary to really fully participate in the dialogue? No. I would say only 50 to 60% of people are in the Facebook group, and fewer than that participate in that. So no, we have another platform that we use for all of the challenges and the weekly coaching and the daily audios, and there's like discussion boards in there. But really, it's not about anybody else. It's about you. All of the challenges are about you. Lisa says, becoming the person you have always wanted to be is totally worth it. I agree. Amy says, thank you for your commitment to helping us see everything so differently. Ready to dive into the pool of sweet freedom. Oh, that's beautifully said. I love it. I love it. I love it. You guys are absolutely awesome. It looks like that's all the comments and questions in the chat. If there's anything else from you guys let me know. You can register right now. Again, those spaces are limited. So we will officially close registration no later than July 3rd, but it's sooner than that if we fill up, because again, it is about making an impact, not an income. So I'm more concerned with a relationship than a machine. Lisa says, it is a change for a lifetime. Robin says, I've completely changed my body, mind, and made a bigger, happier life for myself through rookies and two veterans. So excited to be part of your master's club and to continue to get to know you, Robin. Robin was on today's podcast. So if you have not listened to episode 619, Robin has changed so much about her life, like she just said, her body, her mind, a happier life. Listen to episode 619 to hear more from Robin. Julie says, if we are on the wait list, when would we know if we can join the group? Julie, we opened to the wait list on Thursday. We've been emailing like a lot. So it is open, Julie. It opened to the wait list on Thursday. And I would say, gosh, 10 emails have gone out or so. Primalpotential.com/ready. That's the link you go to, Julie. April says, I love that you share your story. That's what makes this awesome. And that's why I'm doing the 12 weeks for a third time. Thank you. Thank you, April. Peggy says, your ability to eliminate the excuses and barriers while offering alternatives is amazing. Thank you for sharing. See you in the Master's Club. I love it, Peggy. I absolutely love it. All right. Any other questions or comments from folks who are on here live? Those of you that are like, I feel it. Let's go. It's okay to feel nervous. In fact, if you didn't feel nervous, I would be wondering what was up. Nervous, excited, unsure, curious, all of the above. Go to primalpotential.com/ready. That is where you go to register. Julie says, thanks for clarifying. Ready to go. Awesome. You guys, if you're on the fence or you have questions or you have, you know, things that you want to share that are more personal in nature, email me. We'll talk about it. I'm a real person on the other end of my computer where I live. I love you all. I hope, oh, I just got just like so deeply moved in my soul. I know there's somebody who can hear my voice right now who needs this and wants this. And I want you to know that this isn't a gimmick. This isn't a scam. This isn't a ploy. This isn't just another thing. This is a relationship. And we are in this. And I want to help you, and I want to help you end the struggle. So let's go. You don't know how many more opportunities come, and it doesn't get easier as time goes by. So let's do this now, all right? Let's do this now. Melanie says, you have no idea how much I need and want this. Thank you. Thank you, Melanie. It's going to be amazing. All right, guys. Thank you for your time. Head over to primalpotential.com/ready. I'll keep you posted. If we close registration, I will absolutely let you know. Thank you for your time tonight. I'm so excited to work with you. I'm so excited to get to know you. And I hope you have an amazing evening. Thanks for being here with me.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.